Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
One thing that I think is very important, not just on a radio program, but friendship in general, is to remember everything everybody says so that at a later date you can go back to what was said and say, hey, you got that really right, or you got that really, really wrong. And so for years, I've written stuff down. You know, long-term predictions. Me and my wife had a prediction. It was a very morbid prediction, but we wrote down many years ago, when her parents' dog dies, will they go out and get another dog? And we had a long-term bet simply about that.
What?
Yeah, I know. We're
you guys are odd.
We're very odd. I'm the odd one. She follows along.
Right.
So back in the middle of May, apparently, we had a discussion concerning Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And I named a random date for this long-term bet we were making. Not really a bet, more a long-term prediction, to find out if we're right. And the date I picked was actually November 16th. That's tomorrow. I obviously didn't do enough research to know that that was a Saturday. So I moved it back to November 15th. I don't remember what led to said conversation or what it was about, but luckily, Sean Morash is our archivist here at Evan and Tiki and was able to do so and also has audio. So, Sean, what the hell happened?
Okay, so back on this date, May the 15th.
May 15th.
We had been blessed with the NFL schedule release.
Okay.
Of which you and I both kind of nerded out on, and I gave you a little nugget about this week in the NFL and something people had figured out online. Here's the lead-in to our predictions.
Major Chief controversy in the schedule.
What's the controversy with the Chiefs?
The Chiefs and Bills, a prime game you want. The NFL has selected to put that around the weekend of November 16th in Orchard Park. That happens to be when Taylor Swift has three shows scheduled in Toronto. The only day not scheduled is Sunday when they've put the Chief Bill game. So the speculation is the NFL wants Taylor Swift at that kind of game. So they have made it the weekend she's in Toronto on this tour.
Wow. And by the way, he's right. I'm looking at Taylor Swift's concert schedule. She has one tonight at Rogers Center. The get-in price is $891. There's one tomorrow night at Rogers Center. Get-in price is $1,100. Wow. And then nothing Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah. And we were ahead of this. If you were to go to CBSSports.com, the great Jonathan Jones writes there, he actually had to track down NFL, basically whatever you call them, media relations people, to ask them, did you do this on purpose? So this has now become a story this week.
And you brought it up back in the middle of May.
Yeah.
As this is clearly why they're doing it.
So we all made predictions off of that on, are they even going to be together?
That's
by right. The time November 16th rolled on. Because remember, think about the world we're living in.
Yeah.
We came off the Super Bowl to run. A lot of people, is this even a real relationship? We're middle of May, not knowing where this relationship would go.
That's a great, you know what? That's a good long-term bet.
So what did we bet? Where they would be in their relationship?
By the time you got to November 16th, where are Kelce and Swift? Are they together or are they not together? What are we looking at here?
I don't even remember what I said, but my gut tells me I probably said they had broken up already, because that's usually what happens. But anyhow, we have the audio. So tell us, Sean, who should we listen to first?
I think let's go with Evan.
Okay, me.
Bet. Long-term bet.
Which is?
We make a bet, November 16th.
Are they still together?
Are they still together?
I'm going to go with no.
Wow.
I'm going to go, Evan says no.
Wow. Evan? Wrong.
I'm wrong. They are still together. I said no. I was wrong. Very good.
Okay, we're going to go in chronological order of what's happened. Tiki Barber, Tiki. What did he think?
Huh. I think they're still going to be together.
Still together, says Tiki. Wow, you nailed it, Tiki. Because they are still together.
Tiki believed in the power of love.
And that, by the way, that was months after you thought it was a planned, fixed relationship.
For most of the year, I thought this was a work. They were just trying to get us to mix Swifties and Kansas City Chiefs. What do they call them? I don't know what they
Chiefies?
Call them. Chiefies? Whatever. Kansas Cityans. To want to, support a champion. And they go to the Super Bowl, and it's like, look, it all worked out perfectly.
Now, it is possible.
We got 18 million new people watching the Super Bowl because Taylor Swift is going to make an appearance and kiss Travis Kelce on the field.
But isn't it possible that you're still right that it's a work, that they're just running the work for a longer period of time?
It's a long time.
No, this is love, dude.
I mean, Travis Kelce, he's the man. You think if it's just a work, he's not out with somebody else?
Yeah, that's right. All right, so I was wrong.
It's just, this is monotony. So
monotony, isn't it monotonous?
Monogamy.
Monogamy.
Yeah, there you go.
We're all wrong. So I'm wrong. Tiki's right. Who's next?
Let's go with Sean Morash. You might be familiar with him from Twitter. Not only are they together, they're getting married at the end of the year.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that's when he's proposing?
At the end of the year. It could be, but they will be married at the end of next football season.
So how do you technically say
I'm
that?
I'm technically right, but just to keep in mind, I am
they're
predicting.
They're still together. They got to be married. Married or engaged?
Well, I said married. So
you
I said married. So I'm going to be wrong, but I thought they'd be. That's how serious I thought the relationship was.
Wow. So Tiki's the winner so far.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. Vegas, maybe
they got a month. They got a month and a half. End of year or end of football season?
I said end of football.
He said end of football season. Okay, so by February.
Yeah, basically, but after the Super Bowl.
I'm going to be wrong on that. But they're together.
That would be a year and a half courtship, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty long, man.
It is long
in this day and age.
Yeah, at some point,
And they're in their 30s,
believe me, Travis. We've all been there. Got that? My biological clock is ticking. Conversation. Right?
What are we?
By the way, there's no way that they'll just do an eloping because it's going to be the biggest wedding in the history of the
world. It'll be on Netflix before the Germany game.
Yes. We don't have royal weddings in the United States. That's a British thing. This would be our royal wedding. Yeah, no doubt. The football star and the biggest pop star in America. That is our American royal wedding.
I'm sure Jason will handle himself with all class as the best man. All right. And last but not least.
Before you play Tommy, I don't know why. I have a weird memory of Tommy refusing to make a prediction.
That's your memory of it?
Yeah, because for whatever reason, it's the middle of May. It's Knicks season, right?
Oh, boy.
And he was always on his shtick of, do damage with dogs.
So you think maybe he predicted this is why I want this one to go last, because you might be onto something.
Yeah, because I remember for a while, Tommy would never make predictions. He would just say, the damage! The Knicks are going to do damage! So
and was I wrong?
Kind.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All right.
Yeah,
so
they damaged themselves and couldn't do any more damage.
Exactly. Remember the date?
May 15th.
May 15th. What did Tommy Lugauer predict?
All right, Lugie, what's your opinion?
Oh, Lugie's
not there. The NFL loves this, so they're going to make them stay together. So I say yes, stay together.
Okay.
Damage.
Thank you, Lugie. We appreciate that.
Wait a minute.
Wait, there's no. That was you.
Lugie was in California during a Knicks run.
Oh, come Baltimore, man.
Remember, he went to California during
That's
a Knick playoff
right.
run?
So,
what an atrocious job.
You know, so I got it wrong. I thought he actually didn't make a...
You didn't even participate?
Yeah.
I see what this is all about.
What was all about?
On the, you know, the night of Knicks Nets, two members of the Coalition of Knick Haters dug this up. So the punchline is to remind the audience that my dingbat sister-in-law got married during the Knick playoff run and I wasn't here.
I swear on anything. I wrote in my calendar, it's literally here, November 16th, which is a Saturday, unfortunately, Travis Kelce bet. I don't know what even that meant. So I went back to the document I keep that said long-term bets, and I was like, oh, we did something about Travis Kelce, and then Sean, who is the official archivist of Evan and Tiki, dug the audio
archivist.
Up. I really thought you did damage. I thought you did a damage bit. I didn't know you weren't here.
Yeah, I mean, I remember that he wasn't here because I came back from vacation, and I realized how much he was skipping the podium that week during the Pacers series. So
to be clear, I didn't skip the podium.
Some might argue not, but there you have it. So Tommy wasn't there for it.
Thank you very much, and I want to congratulate Tiki. He did win that long-term bet, but I got a new one about Travis Kelce.
Okay. Why? What's the new news? I don't know if I know any new news about Travis Kelce.
It's not new news. It's a way to further this bet and end this long-term prediction. What happens first? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Kelce retires, or they break up?
Ooh.
That's a good one. And so the final date of this long-term prediction is either or. Either Kelce announces his retirement, which could happen at the end of the year, could happen in 3 years, who knows, or they break up. I'm going to write that down right now, and let's all make our predictions. What happens first, Kelce retires, or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce break up? 4:42 p.m., November 15th. This is how I save these things.
Mm-hmm.
Retirement or breakup? Tiki Barber, lead it off.
Well, I'm going to just do some cognitive predicting.
Okay. Based off Jason?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you care about that, douche?
Jason was asked rather lewdly about his brother marrying Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And he got pissed off like he didn't want anybody to know.
Okay.
And he broke the guy's phone.
I don't think that's what the conversation was. I think he was calling Travis an inappropriate word.
Yeah, but he asked her if they were going to get married.
Oh, was that before? Okay, fair enough.
Is your blank blank brother going to marry Taylor Swift?
Oh, okay.
So what was he mad about? Who cares if someone calls your brother a name?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was mad because they were on to the wedding. I'm going to say Travis Kelce retires before they break up.
Retires, okay.
So I think the retirement happens before. I don't think they're breaking up. I think they're getting married.
Wow. Huh. Hmm. I'm going to go with breakup. I still think this thing will end badly. And it's mostly because Taylor's going to need a new, like, pop song. And the breakup is going to be the perfect lead to it. Like,
Taylor
think
doesn't
about,
need anything.
Right now
she's
she
made
doesn't.
More albums than most people... You know what I mean? Take breaths.
Right now, she doesn't. Good. But trust me, the hype on that single where she exposes the breakup into musical form.
She's got to evolve. She's got to evolve into her age. Like, she's getting to this point where these girls, well, actually, I mean, like, my daughter still listens to them, but you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. her contemporaries are having kids. And she needs to evolve into that.
She's got
to
become like Streisand or something?
She's got to become like the mature...
Cher?
the mature pop artist who has mom fans. Hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And the kids are still going to love her because it's Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I think she evolves.
All right. I'm going breakup. They're going to break up before Travis Kelce retires. Sean Morash.
You got to retire before you die. These two are living together for the rest of their lives. And I'm with Tiki. She's going to make a lot of mom-oriented songs after she goes away for a little bit to have kids with Travis. Oh, he's retiring first.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Should we let Loogie play this game since he wasn't a part of the first game?
Well, yeah. You know what? We can't play it when the Knicks are in the playoffs. Then he'll leave and hide. So you got to do it now.
Well, we better hope they don't break up or he retires in the middle of April.
Let's ask him. Loogie, do you want to participate?
I sure do.
You didn't participate in the first one?
Well, I wasn't here to participate.
It doesn't matter what the circumstances were. You didn't participate in the first one.
That is correct.
By the way, if you guys have a half a brain, all of you, I have to have a medical procedure in the middle of December, you should totally make like 5 long-term bets that day just so that you can mock the crap out of me whenever you're like discussing it.
On that chat related.
By the way, I will feel like such a tool when you guys do that too. I'll respect it because I love long-term bets, but I'll sit here with like shoulders slumped like, why don't you ask me, guys, you know? So I'm just giving you advice. You can do whatever you want.
All right. That's good advice. We'd have to keep track of that, though, and you're our keep tracker guy.
That's true. Tommy, what will happen first, the retirement of Travis Kelce or them breaking up?
So real quickly, the setup here. Tiki, as we know, is the most brilliant guy on the show, and he has had this relationship pegged from the beginning. He's right. It is an arranged marriage because she helps his post-career because she's so popular. He gets more commercials, the podcast, the whole deal. But Tiki, I didn't know what was in it for her, and you nailed it. Kelce gives her a husband, and now she could attract the soccer moms with the songs. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's a work. That's why it's an arranged marriage. This is what happens. The Chiefs win their third Super Bowl in a row. Travis Kelce proposes on the field. They have the big royal wedding. Everything is perfect. Then they get divorced. Then Sean Marash comes on the radio and goes, boy, Travis Kelce's going to have to shake it off in more ways than one. There, I gave you everything.
Thank you, Tommy. That was great. You've earned your way back.
You stole his bit. It was awesome, too.
You did.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.